Hey, teacher friends, I want to make sure that you know about my two children's books from the Caring Critters series, Felipe the Feeling Frog and Trixie the Thoughtful Turtle. These children's books are invaluable tools for teaching social-emotional skills in your classroom. In Felipe the Feeling Frog, kids walk alongside Felipe as he discovers that all feelings are okay, and he learns practical strategies for regulating his emotions. Felipe and his friends in the book help children identify and manage feelings like sadness, happiness, frustration, making emotional learning engaging and relatable. Then there's Trixie the Thoughtful Turtle, where Trixie explores the difference between expected and unexpected choices. Through her journey, children learn how to make thoughtful decisions that positively affect their friends and understand the importance of respectful behavior. Both books feature the charming illustrations of Denise Walker, which bring these important lessons to life in a way that kids can easily connect with. And they're written by me, a kindergarten teacher who understands the social-emotional needs of young students. Enhance your classroom with Felipe the Feeling Frog and Trixie the Thoughtful Turtle, and watch your students thrive in their social-emotional development with the Caring Critters series. Okay, this isn't going to be a typical Kindergarten Cafe podcast episode. I've been working on something for probably the last 7 to 8 years of my life, and I literally cannot wait any longer to talk about it. I am so excited that the day is finally here. So bear with me for some of the most exciting news I've had to announce in a very long time. And we'll get back to regular tips and tricks next week, but this just could not wait. You're listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast, where kindergarten teachers come to learn classroom-tested tips and tricks and teaching ideas they can use in their classroom right away. I'm Ziba, creator and founder of Kindergarten Cafe, and I help kindergarten teachers with everything they need from arrival to dismissal in order to save time, work smarter, not harder, and support students with engaging and purposeful lessons. I'm here to cheer you on through your successes and breakthroughs and offer support and resources so you never have to feel stuck or alone. Ready to start saving time and reducing your stress, all while using effective and purposeful lessons that students love? Let's get started. I wrote a book, and it's finally ready. Okay, when I say I wrote a book, I mean I wrote 12 books. I wrote 12 children's books, and one of them is ready. This has been such a process. As you know, I sell social-emotional curriculum for classrooms and to use with students because I never found anything that worked for me in my classroom, for my students. I did a ton of research one summer on trying to find the best curriculum out there for my class because I was tired of staring at them and not knowing what to teach them about social emotional learning and knowing that they needed it, but not knowing how to do it. And I was tired of it, not knowing how to teach social emotional learning. And so I figured a curriculum would help. But when I looked into it, the curriculums either were not developmentally appropriate or, no, really, that was the main gist of it. They were great for older kids, sure, but for young children, they just didn't have what I needed. So I made my own. As I usually do when I find something I don't like to use in my classroom, I make my own and I make it better. I make it fit for the kids in front of me and what I know they need. So I made my own curriculum, and that is what I sell on my website and on Teachers by Teachers. And then I thought of a way to make it even better. And that involves this book that I want to talk about. So I decided that each month of the year should have a theme. And again, that's what I sell online already. Each month is a theme, a social emotional skill that I explicitly teach, and we have activities around, and it works really well. There's, you know, emergent readers and social skills books and lessons and letters that I send home to families, and it just works really well. But the thing that works really well, the thing that works the best part of the curriculum I've been holding back on, because it's these books. And I've been trying to get them published for years, literal years. I wouldn't say I've been actively trying. There have been months where I've tried more and done more, and months where I haven't done anything. And I just said, oh, I'll do it later. I'll do it later. But here we are. It's finally here. The first book is published. I can't believe it's really happening. This is so exciting. Okay, so the books center around an animal that is learning about the social emotional skill. And I know these books work because I've read them with my students for the past 7 years, 8 years, and I've seen how they connect to the stories, and I've seen how they resonate with them and use them to understand these complex social emotional skills. So the first book that I'm publishing is Felipe, the Feelings Frog. And that book is available now. You can go get it right now. And obviously, I'll put the link below, but you can find it in Amazon. You can ask your local bookstore to order it. It's available, which is crazy. So Felipe the Feelings Frog is about a frog named Felipe who is having a bad day. He's having some hard feelings. He's crying, upset because he lost his favorite stuffed animal. And he says, I shouldn't feel sad. Sad is a bad feeling. Well, his mom helps him realize that there's actually no such thing as a bad feeling. And they take a walk around the neighborhood and they meet some of the animals from future Caring Critters books. That's the series, Caring Critters. And they watch these animals, these caring critters, have emotions. Some of them are easy feelings, like happy, excited. Some of them are hard feelings, like frustrated, lonely, sad, angry. And Felipe watches as they use strategies to help them calm down or help them regulate themselves or help them feel happy again or solve their problems. And Felipe learns that, again, there's no such thing as a bad feeling, and you can use strategies to help. The first time that I read this book to my class, I had a student that really struggled with their emotions, with big emotions, big reactions. And I didn't write it for him. I didn't know him at the time when I wrote it, but I knew when I was reading it, I was hoping he would resonate with it. Well, I wasn't even finished yet reading the book, and he stood up and said to the class, I feel like that sometimes. And those are strategies that I like to use when I'm feeling upset. And to see him so proud of these strategies that I had been teaching him, to see him so proud of that, that it's okay that he was feeling angry sometimes and that he had big emotions sometimes, that's okay because he was using these strategies and he was so proud of it that I just let him take over the lesson and he started teaching the class about his strategies and it was perfect. But it's not just him. The whole class resonated with this book. And that's when I knew this was something special. And so every year since then, it's been amazing to see just how much the kids appreciate this book and learn from it and reference it all the time and seek out we have a stuffed animal of Felipe the Feelings Frog, and they seek out Felipe when they're feeling upset and or angry, and they just, all they need is a little hug from Felipe and then they're good to go because they realize it's okay to feel angry and sad or however they're feeling, and that's a strategy that they can use. So I am beyond excited that this book can be shared with not just my students anymore, that this book is ready to be shared with the world, because like I said, I know it works. I know it helps kids learn about how to regulate their emotions and feelings. And I'm just so excited to share it. So I am asking for your help here to help share it with the world. If you know of a classroom or a family or maybe yourself that would benefit from this book, I would be honored if you would share it with them or share that it's available now and share with them where they can get it. And I would be even more honored if you left a review after reading it. It would mean a lot to me to see how this book is helping others, but it also would help others see the potential of this book and see that it resonates with other people, not just me. And it does bump it up so that other people can find it easily. So if you would leave a review and check out the book, I would be so honored. You can even share it with your local bookstore or library and say, hey, I think we should get this book, and they can. So I have all that information in the link below so that you can easily share it with others on where to find it or what the book's about. But I'm so excited that the day is finally here. It is out in the world, Felipe the Feelings Frog. And this is just the first book of the Caring Critters series because, like I said, I've written 12 books and I use all 12 with my students. And that sort of sets the foundation for our whole year of social emotional learning. So in addition to the books, I have character specific activities and resources for social emotional learning. Now they are the exact same lessons and activities that I already sell on Teachers by Teachers and my website. But they have the character name instead of just, we learned about feelings. It's Felipe the Feelings Frog, you know, so it's Felipe specific. So if you want to check that out, that is in the link below and at my website, and you can get the book specific curriculum. So I just can't wait to hear what you think about it all. So please, even if you're not leaving a review, if you want to send me an email or a DM and let me know what you think about all of this, I'm feeling so many things, and I'm just excited for you to check out this book because it really means so much to me, and I know it's going to mean a lot to your students and your children. So I hope you enjoy it. And with that, I will leave you for the episode, and I promise we will get back to regular scheduled programming next week. All right, we'll talk soon. Thanks so much for listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for more information and resources, or just head straight to kindergartencafe.org for all the goodies. If you liked this episode, the best ways to show your support are to subscribe, leave a review, or send it to a friend. I'll be back next week with even more kindergarten tips. See you then!